KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. And the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the player profile, presented by our good friend and Wahi graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And we are delighted to be joined by sophomore Bryson Smith of the Wahi Boys Varsity Basketball Team for our player profile segment. And Bryson, as we're conducting this interview, it's prior to a Monday evening practice on the campus of Walla Walla High School, and prior to a very busy week for Wahi basketball. The Blue Devils hosting Southridge on Tuesday, traveling to Richland on Friday, and then returning to the Wahi gym Saturday to oppose the Pasco Bulldogs. Now, like Lincoln Heinrich, who I had the chance to speak to this week on another player profile segment, you are a swinger. So how has that been going for you so far this year, you know, spending some time at the junior varsity and also suiting up for varsity?
I mean, it's been pretty good. I mean, we get to swing, so we have so many guys on varsity that we get to get minutes on JV, and we're younger, so obviously we let the older guys go first. We let the older guys play first, they're more experienced, and then as we get older, like next year, then that's going to be our role, and we'll have other sophomores next year swinging as well, and then like we get to be role models for them. So it's cool that the older guys get to help us, but we also get to help JV out with, because we're older and we're on varsity, so we get to help the JV team out.
Well, it's one of those situations where you've got to be ready when your number is called. Now, a lot of people might have the misconception and say, well, if they're a swinger, they're probably not going to get into a varsity game. But when you least expect it, it's going to happen. And if I'm not mistaken, it has happened for you this year. So how do you get that mindset ready to get into a varsity game?
I mean, you just got to be ready. You got to be ready to shoot, be able ready to run, play, all that kind of stuff. Don't be scared. Don't, like, have confidence in your ability to play the game, and don't be afraid to be in those big moments and be in those games where, like, we need a shot and you're the one that shoots it. Don't be scared to shoot that shot. Like, shoot it with confidence and knock it down.
Yes, indeed. And the sport of basketball has been a very big part of your life. When did you first start playing basketball?
I mean, I've been playing basketball ever since I could walk. I mean, my oldest brother, he's been playing basketball. He played basketball for forever as well, and he's kind of been a role model. I've always wanted to be better than him, and that's always pushed me, because I wanted to be better than him, and I would always play against him like one-on-one, and he would always beat me because he's bigger and stronger than me, and that always pushed me to work harder and get better each and every day.
And your brother's name is?
Brandon Smith.
If I'm not mistaken, he played at Wahi, did he not?
Yes, he did.
And he certainly had some very, very good moments, so I could see him perhaps sharing some advice with you and so forth. Does he ever do that at all?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he does it all the time. He tells me that the more I'm in the gym, the better I'm going to get, and the more time and the better of work I put in, it's going to show, and like show on the court and show the coaches what I can do. So,
and obviously basketball is big, but let's look at the fall and let's look at the spring. If you had to play a varsity sport in the fall, what would it be and why?
If I had to pick one, I mean, probably football. I'd probably pick football. I played football in middle school, and I was a quarterback, and I also played a little bit of safety, so probably football.
And going from the fall to the winter, to the spring, if you were to participate in a spring sport, what would it be?
I'd probably pick track, because my uncle is a helps with track, and track helps you with running. It's better. It helps you, like, get stay in shape and helps you get faster and stuff like that. So I'd probably pick track.
And your uncle is?
Josh Ashley.
And was he a track participant as well?
Yes, he actually helps. He's a coach for pole vault, so he used to do pole vaulting when he was in high school, so that's pretty cool.
And if you were to participate in track and field, your events of interest would be?
I'd probably do some sort of running and jumping. Those two would probably be my top two right there.
All right, very well. Well, if it's meant to be during the spring, so be it. Otherwise, just keep the basketballs coming one Bryson Smith's way. And we want to thank him very, very much for joining us for our player profile segment. It was presented by our good friend and Wauhai graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And coming up next, the Coach's Corner, when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Like humans, poor dental health in pets can lead to bad breath, tooth loss, infections, malnutrition, and a host of other medical problems. Your veterinarian can show you how to keep your pet's teeth clean and healthy, as well as provide dental care when it is needed. Make regular dental care a part of a comprehensive health care plan for your pets today. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. The Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the Coach's Corner, presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. In the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And head coach Spencer Hessler, as we're conducting this interview, it's prior to a Monday evening practice, prior to a busy week of basketball for the Wauhai boys. Not one, not two, but three challenges this week. The latter challenge going to be in the Wauhai gym on Saturday against what appears to be a much improved Pasco ball club.
Yeah, I watched them today. I watched them in the game where they beat Southridge, and they do a 1-2-2 zone, which it's something different. You have to get used to playing against that. So we know they got some different things they're trying out this year. So we got, you know, we got a challenge ahead of us, and we can't come in thinking it's the old Pasco. Like, we know they're better, and they got results to back that up.
Yes, indeed. And one of their bigger wins this year came against Southridge. Now, granted, Southridge was shorthanded, but still, Pasco went out and got the job done.
And it was at Southridge, which it's a tough place to play there. So to get a win there, even they're down one starter. It was a great – I mean, Pasco had great effort, and they showed a lot of fight in that game. And, yeah, Washington, I was impressed with their team and how far they've come.
And you mentioned that phrase, a tough place to play. I think in the Mid-Columbia Conference, you could say that just about, frankly, about any gym.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, that's how I approach it, too. Like, I know, like, when we have games at home, those are ones, like, we have to win because we want Walla Walla to be a tough place to play. So everyone's got their own – now that I'm thinking about it, Hanford's a tough place to play, Southridge for sure, Kennewick, we just had a tough one. So there's a lot of tough environments, especially Southridge on the road, yeah.
And I think that is tribute to the programs in the Mid-Columbia Conference. These schools take the basketball route very, very seriously.
Yeah, and I think our league's more competitive than ever. You take away the top three of Richland, Kennewick, or Richland, Kamikin, and Chiawana. I think everyone else is really in a similar spot, which, I mean, that wasn't the case 4 or 5 years ago. You had the top, you had the middle and the bottom. There's a clear difference between teams, but now I think it's a lot more close than it's ever been.
And if ever there was a year where you could say on any given night, this would be the year.
Right, that's why tomorrow's our Tuesday. Tuesday's a huge one for us against Southridge, and the weekend Richland and Pasco. We can't take any of those games lightly. We got to come, bring our air game, and get ready to play.
And what do you think at the midway point of this basketball season of 2025-26, is the state of the Mid-Columbia Conference? You mentioned that you think this year that perhaps it is better overall. And the state of the league, you know, we expect the Richlands and the Kamiokins and the Chiawanas to be on top. But after that, it isn't one of those deals where, oh, there's this huge drop-off.
No, I mean, I was looking at the 3A side. I focus more on the 3A side mainly because that's who we're playing against for the playoffs. But, I mean, us, Hermiston, Southridge, Sageview are all pretty much the same record right now. So it kind of shows you how close it is right now and how important these games, especially at home, are going to be for us.
And what is the state of the Baby Devil programs at Walla Walla High School?
JV's doing some really good things. They're playing a good style of basketball. They're playing up-tempo. They're pressing a lot. I see a lot of good things happen there. Freshman team coach Clothier, learning moments for everybody. He's a first-year head coach, and I'm watching him learn on the fly, and he's asking a lot of good questions. And his team's going to keep getting better and better as he keeps getting more games under his belt. And the C team as well. Coach Frank's just a new coach, and he's trying to figure out how to run a team. And then they're asking me for a lot of help, and I'm trying to figure out how to run a program. So it's a learning moment for a lot of people on our program. But I think we're all improving and getting better, and we're all working hard.
And it wasn't long ago that you were the one asking the questions and making the queries and so forth.
Oh, I'm still asking a lot of questions. I text Coach Berg all the time. Hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? So that's how I've always been. I want to keep learning. And I know just because I'm a head coach right now doesn't mean I've got all the answers. So I'm here like everybody else trying to learn and improve and learn from mistakes, watch film, and just keep growing and getting better as a coach and a person.
And that will do it for this edition of our Coach's Corner. It was presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And coming up next, the Todd Kimball starting lineups when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And welcome back to the Wahai Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside, continuing our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show with starting lineups presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. The starting lineup for the Pasco Bulldogs, as announced by head coach Romaine Smith. At guard, Max Valencia, 5 feet 10 inches tall and a senior. At guard, Anthony Fleming, 5 feet 6 inches tall and a junior. Evan Mendoza, at forward, 6'1 and a senior. At forward, Lucas Pitzer, 6 feet tall and a senior. And at forward, Jacob Smith, 6 feet 2 inches tall and a junior. Starting lineup for the Wahai Blue Devils, as announced by head coach Spencer Hessler. At guard, Kalama Roberson, 5 feet 11 inches tall and a sophomore. Derek Bingham at a guard slash forward, 6 feet tall and a junior. Jacob Griffith at a guard slash forward, 6 feet 2 inches tall and a senior. Colt Pemberton at a guard slash forward, 6 feet 2 inches tall and a senior. And Niall Dumpster at guard, 6'1 and a senior. The starting lineups were presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. The next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. And that's going to do it for our pregame show on the boys' side. It was presented by our friends, Hutchins Family Farms. As we look at the Mid-Columbia Conference, in boys' contest last evening, Chiawanna 99, Sageview 59. Kamiokin, a road win at Kennewick, 52-49.
Pasco victorious last night, defeating Hanford 69-61. Southridge beat Hermiston in the Tri-Cities 65-48. Of course, the Wahigh Blue Devils defeated last night in Richland by a final count of 100-53. As far as the standings in the Mid-Columbia Conference boys standings are concerned, the Mid-Columbia boys ranks, we see no surprise here. In the 4A level, Richland on top with an 8-0 record, followed closely by Chiawana at 7-1. Kamiakin is 5-3. And Pasco comes in 2-6. Hanford coming into play tonight, 2-6. In the 3A ranks, Kennewick is 5-3. Southridge, 4-4. Sageview is 3-5. And both the Wahigh Blue Devils and Hermiston Bulldogs, 2-6. We'll be back to get this game underway on this Saturday night. Delighted to have you with us. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And welcome back to the Wahigh Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. And here is the Wahigh Fight Song. And our first quote of this evening presented by our good friend, former Wahigh athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Officials out of the Blue Mountain Officials Association, the crew chief Jim Sanders, assisted tonight by Mike Gray and David Thompson. The Blue Devils control the tip, and we are underway at 5:04 on this Saturday evening. Kalama Roberson with a basketball. Pass to opening up in a man-to-man. Far side, Niall Dumpser. Pass inside, stolen easily by Pasco, taken by Mendoza. Pasco quickly the other way. Valencia near side will bounce it inside. With a basketball is Mendoza. Now it's in the lane. Here's Valencia with a fadeaway far side. It is no good. Offensive rebound taken by Pasco, taken by Mendoza. Mendoza gets it in the near corner to Pitzer. Now it's up top to Valencia. He'll drive, get it on the near side. Driving in is Mendoza. And now the ball is up top to Anthony Fleming. Fleming on the far side to Mendoza. Mendoza near side, Valencia. Gets away from Bingham. Shot over Pemberton is good for two. Near wing. Pasco with the first bucket of the ball game. Derek Bingham front court against Valencia. He knocks it away and out of bounds far side. And a quick Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Just a minute and 8 seconds into the game. Micah Eggert into the Blue Devil lineup for Jacob Griffith. Ball tossed in the backcourt to Eggert. Picked up by Fleming as he crosses the midcourt line. Far side, here is Dumpser up top to Eggert. In for Colt Pemberton. Pemberton gets around his man, puts it up and missed it. Rebound off to Bingham. Bingham in the lane. Gets it inside for Roberson. Nice fake on Valencia. And Roberson scores. An early Kalama Lama ding-dong for the Blue Devils and Blue Devil Nation. We are tied at 2 with 6:25 and counting left in the first quarter. Shot from the far side for 3 is up and good by Mendoza. Mendoza with a field goal, and Pasco leads 5-2. Here is Eggert, handed it off to Bingham. Bingham into the lane, throws up a runner, it's around and in, and he is fouled! Bada-bing! Bada-boom! And the foul is called on Valencia of Pasco. And Derek Bingham to the free throw line for a Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw, hoping to tie the contest with 6:09 remaining in the first quarter. The free throw by Derek is around and in. We are tied at 5. Here is Fleming against Kalama Roberson. Around a pick. Roberson around the pick. He stays with Fleming. Fleming, long three, far side, off the rim. Long rebound, far side, taken by Eggert. Eggert into the front court on the dribble, to the free throw line. Spin move in the lane, left-hander is nothing but glass. And the rebound off to Valencia. Very poetic, but the result, not so much. Pass far side, stolen by Dumpster, gets it in for Roberson. Roberson in the back court, front court to Bingham. Derek Bingham inside for Pemberton. Pemberton, a little baby hook in the lane. Might have been partially blocked. It's taken by Pitzer. And Pitzer off to Fleming. Fleming down the far side on the dribble. Lost the basketball in the midcourt area. And a foul is going to be called on Roberson. And Pasco will inbound on the far sideline. Front court. The sideline presented by Washington Trust Bank. We're tied at 5, 5:18 and counting left in the first quarter. Pasco in possession of the basketball. Pitzer on the far side to Fleming. Between the rings to Valencia. Valencia against Eggert. Now it's between the rings to Mendoza. 3 on the way is a good one for Mendoza. Evan Mendoza gives Pasco an 8-5 lead. Eggert with a basketball. Hands it off to Bingham. Bingham against Fleming. Goes in. Fleming grabbed his jersey. Laying the ball up and in, though, is Bingham, and he is fouled. As he was penetrating, Fleming grabbed his jersey. He goes up strong, does Derek Bingham, and he is fouled by Fleming. Outstanding play on the part of Derek Bingham. And a Zip Zone Conoco substitution for Pasco. Cole is checked in. Joseph Cole is in. He replaces Pitzer with 4:47 left in the first. And Derek Bingham to the free throw line for a Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. This one could tie the game. And we are even at 8 after that Walla Walla Daily Grind make by Derek Bingham. Little backcourt pressure by the Blue Devils. Pass on the far side, stolen by Pemberton. Pemberton far side, goes into the lane, and Colt will put it up. No, but he is fouled on the play. Took the errant pass by Cole. Took it coast to coast, and he is fouled by Cole. His first and the team's third. A lump of coal on that possession for Pasco just a moment ago as Colt Pemberton sinks the first Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. And the Blue Devils lead 9-8 with 4:37 left in the first quarter. The second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by the stud is around and in. He got them both, and the Blue Devils lead 10-8. Fleming stops his dribble in the backcourt. Far side to Cole. Back to Fleming. Fleming crosses the midcourt line on the dribble. Pass in the far corner with a basketball is Mendoza. Driving far side. Runner on the way is no good. Rebound off to Niall Dumpster. And now to Micah Eggert. Eggert front court. Bounce it high post to Bingham. Bingham will drive on Valencia. And he will score! 8 in the first quarter for Derek Bingham. 12-8 the Blue Devils, and here is a foul near side. Looked like there might have been a push-off near side by Cole, but they're going to call a foul on the Blue Devils, going to call it on Micah Eggert. That's the second in the quarter on the Blue Devils, and Zip Zone Conoco substitutions. Gabe Davenport and Jay Griff check in. Roberson and Pemberton to the sideline. Here's a long three near side by Fleming, and he knocks it down. Was not challenged. And he knocks it down from the near side. A long distance tray for Fleming. And it's 12-11 Blue Devils. And that's your
Edward Jones, Lawson Knight, scoreboard update. Bingham in the lane, puts one up over Valencia. Off the back of the rim, Valencia gets the rebound. Valencia into the front court. Pass on the near side with the basketball is Cole. He will drive to the goal and lay the ball up and in. And Pasco reclaims the lead 13-12, just inside of 3.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Pass near side almost stolen, but taken by Bingham. Bingham will drive near side on Valencia. Bounce it in the lane for Dumpster. Lost the ball, taken by Valencia. Here's Pasco in transition. Mendoza takes it far side, puts it up and missed it. Might have had the shot blocked. Blue Devils come the other way. Far side here is Agert into the lane. Micah Agert, reverse lay-in, no good. Rebound deflected by Jay Griff, taken by Jay Griff. Near side here is Davenport for three. It's around and off, no good. Rebound deflected by Pasco, taken by Pasco. Taken by Smith. Far side to Cole. Cole into the front court, far side. And look to make a spin move, but first a reach and foul is going to be called on Jacob Griffith of the Blue Devils. And that is the third in the quarter on the Blue Devils. Zip zone Conoco substitutions for Pasco. Benny Barassa, Rocky Sanchez check in. Mendoza out along with Smith. Pasco to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline. Far side with the basketball is Cole. Cole into the lane, blows the lay-in. And the rebound off to Agert. Agert front court against Fleming. Driving far side is Agert. Bounce it near side. Jay Griff 0 for a 3. It's blocked by Valencia. Loose ball taken by Derek Bingham. Bingham up top to Agert. 3 on the way. Straight away. It's off the back of the rim. No good. And the rebound off to Valencia. Valencia into the front court for Pasco. Near side. It goes to Sanchez. Back to Valencia. 2:14 and counting left in quarter one. 13-12 in favor of Pasco. Driving far side is Fleming. Puts it up in the lane. Off the back of the rim, no good. And the rebound off to Derek Bingham. Bingham into the front court. Going to be picked up by Cole. Hands it off to Agert. Agert into the lane. Spin move. Shot put up and in. Off the glass for Micah Agert. And the Blue Devils reclaim the lead 14-13. Far side Valencia with a basketball. Off to Cole. Cole will drive into the lane. Lost the basketball. And it goes off of Derek Bingham and out of bounds, and the ball will stay with Pasco. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Luke Higgins into the game for the Blue Devils for Niall Dumpster. Checking in for Pasco. Re-entering is Pitzer. Pasco inbounding on the Washington Trust Bank baseline. Pass out front taken by Fleming. He was picked up by Micah Agert. Fleming on the near side to Barassa. Now it's up top to Sanchez. Sanchez against Davenport. Far side, a three on the way by Cole is no good. Off the rim, rebound deflected to Agert. Pass in the front court for Bingham. Bingham, reverse lay-in is no good. And the rebound comes off to Pasco. That rebound taken by Pitzer. Pasco in possession of the basketball. The Blue Devils leading 14-13. Fleming near side for three. It's good. Another three-point field goal for Pasco. The Bulldogs lead 16-14. We're in the final minute. Time remaining, first quarter. Far side Griffith in for Higgins. Higgins has the ball knocked away. It's loose on the far side, taken by Pasco. Far side Barassa. Barassa into the front court. Gets on the near side. Open Cole for three. It's off the rim, no good. High for the rebound. Higgins, and fouling him from behind is Pitzer. That is four fouls in the quarter on Pasco, and the Blue Devils to inbound in the backcourt. Scoreboard update earlier in the quarter presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call at 509-524-8277. Blue Devils with the ball. Trailing 16-14. Here is Jay Griff in the lane. Jay Griff with a little baby hook that is good. Knocks it down over Sanchez. Jay Griff with his first two of the game, and we're tied at 16. The shot clock is off. 15 seconds and counting left in the first quarter. Fleming with the basketball. Blue Devil student section, a camp of defense. Far side, it is Cole. Cole into the lane like a bat out of hell. Leaves it short. Went through like a bull in a china cup as well as the shot is launched from midcourt by Davenport. And it is off the mark. And after one quarter of play, we're tied at 16. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The second quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Welcome back to the Wahai Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. We're tied at 16 as we begin the second quarter of this Mid-Columbia Conference boys basketball game. We're tied at 16. Pasco in possession. Near side with the basketball. Barasa, three on the way. Nothing but net. And that is five threes in the game for Pasco. The Bulldogs lead 19-16. High post Pemberton with a basketball. And he is going to be fouled. An errant pass. Blue Devils get a break. The pass was intercepted. The foul is called on Sanchez. And the Blue Devils to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. Blue Devils, multiple substitutions during the quarter break. Colt Pemberton into the lane, lost the ball, recovered it. Near side, here is Gabe Davenport. Davenport will pass it inside for Roberson. Roberson handles the ball, gets to get rid of it, and does to Davenport for a three far side that is no good, and Valencia gets the rebound. Near side, it is Pitzer. Pitzer on the far side. Here is a three-point attempt by Mendoza that's off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound taken by Pasco, taken by Barasa. Pasco will reset. Sanchez on the near side to Valencia. Valencia against Kalama Roberson. Near side Barasa against Gabe Davenport. Between the rings to Mendoza. Now it's Valencia around a pick. Puts up a jumper near side, an air ball, and it will go out of bounds. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Micah Eggert into the ball game. He replaces Gabe Davenport. 19-16 Pasco. 6:39 left in the second quarter. Pasco picking up in the backcourt. Ball into Micah Eggert. Blows by Valencia. Blows by another Pasco player. It gets it in the lane to Pemberton. Pemberton is tied up. Lost the ball. Valencia with a loose ball. Pass in the front court. Deflected far side by Higgins and out of bounds. And it will be Pasco ball. Dip zone Conoco substitutions. Fleming back for Pasco, along with Smith to the sideline. Sanchez and Pitzer. In the first quarter, each team with six field goals. Pasco with four of those from long distance. Near side with the basketball is Smith. Smith between the rings. Mendoza possesses. Near side to Smith. On the wing to Barasa. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Up top, Valencia. Top of the key jumper. Off the back of the rim and off the support above the backboard. And the ball back to the Blue Devils with 6:04 remaining in the second quarter. Pasco 19, the Blue Devils 16. Ball inbounded to Dumpser. Now to Micah Eggert. Eggert against Fleming. Off to Dumpser. Dumpser inside for Eggert. One dribble, two dribbles. Cut in the lane, around it in for Micah Eggert. Eggs all around for Blue Devil Nation. This time, sunny side up. 19-18 Pasco. 5:40 and counting left in the second quarter. Here is Fleming near side. Around a pick, Roberson stays with him. Fleming with a basketball. Goes into the lane. Lost the basketball. And it's taken by the Blue Devils. Here is Pemberton down the far side. Near side to Higgins. Luke inside, a nice pass. Roberson, he lays it up and missed it. And the rebound taken by Valencia of Pasco. Tough break there for the Blue Devils. It remains 19-18 in favor of the visiting Bulldogs. Here is Mendoza against Pemberton. Spin move in the lane. Stripped by Pemberton. Loose ball off to Micah Eggert. Eggert down the near side. Cut off by Fleming. Gets it in the lane. Here's a runner by Roberson. Off the glass and off the iron. And the rebound off to Smith. Ball knocked away by Roberson, but taken by Valencia. Now it is Fleming into the front court for Pasco. 4:47 and counting left in the second quarter. Pass on the near side to Valencia. He'll dribble, top of the key extended. Far side, Barraza. Long three on the way. In and out, a heartbreak. And the rebound off to Colt Pemberton. Now it's Dumpster. Now it is Akers possessing the basketball for the Blue Devils. Near side, Pemberton. Up top to Roberson. Far side to Eggert. Inside, Pemberton. Cutting to the goal for the lay-in. Holy Toledo! Pemberton from Eggert to give the Blue Devils a 20-19 lead. 4:10 and counting, the time remaining to be played in the second quarter. Here is Fleming with a basketball. Fleming still on the dribble. Goes around a pick. Far side. It's Barraza. Barraza into the lane. Now it's on the near side to Mendoza. Shot on the way from the free throw line is good for Mendoza. 8 points in the game. And it's 21-20 in favor of Pasco. That is your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Dumpster, high post to Pemberton. Pemberton, couple of dribbles into the lane. Colt will kick it near side to Higgins. A no-look pass, and Higgins knocks down a Bruce Reed three near side. And that means $10 for Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. On a foul called at the other end. A reach-in foul called on the Blue Devils. And it's called on Colt Pemberton. Zip zone Conoco substitutions for both teams. Blue Devils now going with Derek Bingham, Niall Dumpster, Micah Eggert, Colt Pemberton, and Luke Higgins. 23-21, the Blue Devils, 3:29 and counting left in the second quarter. Pasco inbounding on the baseline. The ball comes in, lane put up and blown. It was blown by Smith, but an offensive rebound is claimed far side by Pasco. Here is Fleming near the midcourt area against Micah Eggert. Fleming is double-teamed. Gets it in the lane to Smith. Smith at the high post. Up top for Valencia. 10 on the shot clock. 3 by Valencia. Around and off. Missed it. Offensive rebound taken by Smith, and he is fouled by Eggert. After getting the offensive rebound, and Colt Pemberton just picked up that foul down in the low block. Say he came across the wrist, and that is 2 fouls on Colt Pemberton. Jacob Smith at the stripe for 2, Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws with exactly 3 minutes left in the second quarter. The free throw, missed it. Jacob Griffith, zip zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils for Colt Pemberton. Scoreboard update moments ago presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Next free throw by Smith is up and good, and Pasco to within 1. Blue Devils 23, Pasco 22. Micah Eggert front court. Bouncing high post to Bingham against Valencia. Spin move on Valencia, and he will score with a beautiful right-handed finger roll. Bada bing, bada boom, to the tune of 10 points here in the first half. Here's a 3 near side. It's put up and missed by Pitzer. Offensive rebound by Pasco. Shot in the lane. Blocked. Smith could not score. Here come the Blue Devils. Bingham pass in the near corner. Eggert spots up for a 3. It's off the mark, and the rebound off to Valencia of Pasco. Here he comes into the front court on the dribble. Going to take it coast to coast. Oh, good. Offensive foul is called on Valencia. He laid it in. It does not count. That was the reason for my no good reference. Player control foul on Valencia. And a zip zone Conoco substitution, Nate Allen in for the Blue Devils. He replaces Luke Higgins, who gave the Blue Devils quality minutes while he was in. Encouraging minutes for Coach Hessler and company. 25-22, the Blue Devils, 2:16 and counting left in the second quarter. Here's Bingham with the basketball. Spin move in the lane, throws up a hook, it's no good, and the rebound off to Pitzer. And a foul is going to be called on Derek Bingham for a reach. Nice defense moments ago by Pitzer. And a Zip Zone Conoco substitution, Valencia checks out. He is replaced by Mendoza. 2:08 left in the second quarter. Blue Devils 25, Pasco 22. Blue Devils, a little bit of pressure in the backcourt. Middle of the floor with a basketball is Cole. Cole is stripped. Ball deflected by Eggert. Taken by Bingham, far side. Here is Bingham into the lane. No look pass, near corner. Eggert spots up for a three and missed it. Offensive rebound taken by Bingham. Goes through two Bulldogs to score! Holy Toledo! A dozen in the first half for Derek Bingham. 27-22, the Blue Devils, 1:38 and counting left in the second quarter. Near side with the basketball is Pitzer. Now it is inside to Smith. Shot over Allen is off the glass and good. And a nice entry pass from the near side by Cole to set up that Pasco field goal. 27-24, the Blue Devils, 1:18 and counting left in the second quarter. Here is Bingham with the basketball in the lane, far side to Dumpster. Dumpster will drive on Smith, goes into the lane. Now to the near side, it's to the wing to Eggert. Now in the near corner, it is Dumpster up top. Allen, three straight away. It's a round and in! Nate is great from long distance. He gives the Blue Devils a six-point lead. 30-24 in the final minute, time remaining second quarter. With the basketball is Cole. He drives on Dumpster. Puts it up. No. His putback is no good. Rebound deflected. Taken again by Cole. And Cole, not to be denied, lays the ball up and in. 30-26, the Blue Devils. Far side, it is Bingham with the basketball. Bingham will drive. He'll put one up. And in! Bingham, a runner. 14 in the first half. 32-26, the Blue Devils. 18 seconds and counting left in the second quarter. Pasco possesses the basketball. Here's a three near side. It is off the mark for Cole, and he cannot run down the miss in the near corner, and the ball back to the Blue Devils with 10 and a half seconds left in the second quarter. An entertaining game here in the Wahai Gym, to say the very least. The Blue Devils 32, Pasco 26. Pasco will put up backcourt pressure, the ball into Eggert. Eggert gets by Fleming into the front court. Eggert is going to take it all the way. Kick it in the far corner to Dumpster. Almost lost it, recovered it. Throws up a three, a wild three from the far side at the buzzer. It is an air ball here at the halftime. Wahai 32, Pasco 26. And we'll be back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters. 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta at 2555 East Isaacs features handcrafted pizzas, savory pastas, fresh salads, and crowd-pleasing appetizers. Remember Pappy's when you need a caterer for your next event. We can tailor our extensive menu for everything from casual get-togethers to team meetings to staff appreciation days to formal affairs for up to 100 people. To learn more about Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, our menu, and the catering services we offer, visit our website at pappyspizzaandpasta.com. That's PappysPizzaAndPasta.com. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back once again at the Wahai Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tolman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil boys leading the Pasco Bulldogs here at halftime 32-26. Our halftime report is presented by our good friend Phil Wasser, the land title of Walla Walla County, 33 East Main Street in Walla Walla. Begin our land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report with halftime statistics presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. First half scoring for the Blue Devils, Kalama Roberson with 2, Micah Eggert 4, Derek Bingham 14, Jacob Griffith 2, Luke Higgins 3, Nate Allen 3, and Colt Pemberton with 4. The Blue Devils, 13 field goals in the first half, 2 from Bruce Reed range. That means $20 more donated by George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. Blue Devils 4-for-4 from the free throw line, and Wahai was called for 6 personal fouls. For Pasco, Valencia 2, Fleming 6, 4 for Cole, 3 for Barassa, 8 for Mendoza, and 3 for Smith. Pasco with 10 net field goals in the first half, 5 from three-point territory. Bulldogs 1-for-2 from the free throw line, and Pasco was called for 6 personal fouls. Halftime statistics, they were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. Halftime score, Wahai 32, Pasco 26. We will continue the land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report after a two-minute timeout. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Wahai Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tolman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil boys leading the Pasco Bulldogs 32-26
here at the halftime break. And we continue our land title of Walla Walla County halftime report by telling you the annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction set for March 28th at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. The event will get underway at 5 o'clock. More information can be obtained by contacting Walla Walla High School or Big Blue Boosters. Also want to note, there is a black tie ball on the Wall High campus tonight, going to be held in the Wall High Commons from 9 until 11. Wall High wrestlers next Thursday will host Hanford. Matches to begin at 6 and 7. And, of course, we'll have Wall High basketball for you next Friday here in the Wall High gym. The Blue Devils playing host to Chiawana. Airtime next Friday will be 5:15 right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio, leading into the Martin Luther King Jr. weekend. Also worthy of note, on January the 21st, there will be unified basketball against Toppenish at 4 o'clock in the small gym. Wall High wrestling team will host Hermiston on the 23rd of January. And then there'll be Wall High Blue Devil basketball on January the 24th. Blue Devils will be playing host to Hermiston. That should be a very special night, as Peter Allen will be joining me for the broadcast on the 24th when the Blue Devils and Bulldogs get together for the second time this season. And that's going to do it for our halftime report. It was presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, handling all kinds of real estate transactions, both commercial and private, including broker and for sale by owner transactions. 33 East Main Street is where you'll find Land Title of Walla Walla County. Halftime score, Wall High 32, Pasco 26. And we'll be back with second half action after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 Meal Deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 Meal Deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment. 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Nice to see Joe Wilkins in the house tonight. Joe, part of the 1998-99 state championship Wall High boys basketball team. And what an incredible run it was to the state title. The Blue Devils began playing the Tacoma Dome by knocking off defending state champion Garfield. That was followed by victories over Enumclaw, number one ranked and undefeated Evergreen of Vancouver, and Ferris in the championship game. And also nice to see across the way former Wall High head coach John Golden. He was an assistant coach for that state championship team. He and his lovely wife Susie in attendance, the recently retired Susie Golden. The third quarter this evening presented by our good friend, former Wall High athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. The Blue Devils turn the ball over on their first possession of half number two on a bad pass to the far sideline. Pasco possesses the basketball. Valencia on the near side. Backside. To Mendoza. Far side Valencia. Jumper on the way over Eggert is good. Just to the right of the top. Just to the right of the top of the key. Valencia scores. Pasco put up backcourt pressure. Here is Bingham. Drops it off for Roberson. Bounces it to Bingham between the rings. Derek is going to be fouled. He is grabbed and fouled by not one but two Pasco Bulldogs. And that foul is whistled on Pitzer. And Wahai will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court, leading 32-28. Far corner, here is Dumpster, a three on the way. Going to be off the back of the rim, and the rebound off to Fleming. Fleming spin move in the backcourt against Kalama Roberson. Now Roberson picks his pocket, and a foul is going to be called on Fleming. Fleming, a little body block into Roberson after Kalama knocked the ball away. And that's the second foul on Fleming. Blue Devils on offense. Roberson, far side to Eggert. Eggert, high post, Bingham. Now it's Eggert bouncing it inside. A bad pass taken by Valencia. Blue Devils turn it over. Near side, here is Fleming with a basketball against Roberson. Up top, it is Valencia in the near corner to Pitzer. Up top to Fleming. He'll try a long three straight away. It's good. From long, long, long distance, Fleming with the three-point field goal. And it's 32-31, the Blue Devils. Up top, here is Bingham into the lane. No look pass near side. Here is Dumpster for three. It's in and out. Rebound deflected. Going to be taken by Valencia. Valencia lost the ball to the Blue Devils. And here is a drive and a score for Niall Dumpster. After the Pasco turnover. Cashed in by Dumpster. A Dumpster fire here in the third quarter. A much-needed bucket for the Blue Devils after yielding the first 5 points of the period. 34-31, the Blue Devils. Here's a baseline jumper near side up and good for Mendoza. 34-33 in favor of the Blue Devils. Not quite 2.5 minutes into the third quarter. Roberson with a basketball far side to Eggert. Micah Eggert on the far side to Dumpster. Eggert near side to Roberson. Near corner. Here's a three by Dumpster. In and out, a heartbreak. And the rebound off to Valencia. Pass to the front court to a cherry-picking Pitzer, who lays the ball up and in, and Pasco takes the lead. And Spencer Hessler has seen enough and wants a timeout. 5:13 remaining in the third. Pasco 35, Wahai 34, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Bill and Brandon at 102 West Main Street. Fleener Zaro Wealth Management, a member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Our heartiest congratulations to Coach Mike Clark and his Wahai Blue Devil girls. Earlier this evening, the Wahai girls defeating Pasco 59-31. Welcome back to the Wahai Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. Wahai Blue Devils trailing Pasco 35-34. Far side, here's a three-pointer by Eggert. It's off the back of the rim, no good. High for the rebound, Pemberton, but the ball deflected to Pasco. The ball taken by Mendoza. Valencia far side on the near side. It goes to Mendoza. Mendoza cut off on the baseline. And now he gets it up top to Fleming. Watch out, he might shoot it from there. Puts a nice little fake on Roberson. Drives in, and Roberson swats his shot out of bounds. Fleming hits the deck. A rejection by Roberson. And the ball stays with Pasco. Ball is looped in to Mendoza. Smith off to Fleming. Fleming launches it near side. Air ball, and it will go out of bounds. Might have been a moving screen near side, but that's okay. Air ball by Fleming from the near wing, and the ball back to the Blue Devils, who trail 35-34. We're 3.5 minutes in to the third quarter. A zone press by Pasco, broken by the Blue Devils. Dumpster driving far side. Left-handed lay-in is good! Dumpster drives to the goal and gives the Blue Devils a 36-35 lead. Here's a shot from the near side. It's in and out, no good. A heartbreak for Pitzer, and the ball out of bounds far side to Pasco. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Cole is back in for the Bulldogs, and he is in for Smith. with 4:12 left in the third. Pass go to inbound on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Pasco in possession with the basketball is Mendoza. He lost the ball. It's taken by Pemberton. Pemberton pass on the near side to Eggert. Off to Bingham. Spots up for a three near side. It's off the rim. No good. High for the rebound. Roberson put back in the lane over Fleming. Is no good. Deflects the ball to himself. Now it's Eggert near side to Bingham. Bingham will drive into the lane. Derek all the way. Left-handed land. Left it short. Rebound off to Roberson. They're going to call an over-the-back foul on Roberson. Tough rate for the Blue Devils and the foul on Kalama Roberson. His second, team's first of the quarter. And a Zip Zone Conoco substitution, Andy Lopez into the Pasco lineup. And he is in for Pitzer. Your Edward Jones, Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Wahigh 36, Pasco 35. 3:43 and counting left in the third quarter. Fleming with a basketball against Kalama Roberson. Near side to Cole between the rings to Mendoza. Near side to the new kid on the block, Lopez. He'll dribble between the rings and give it off to Fleming. Fleming looking to drive on Roberson. Kicks it on the far side to Mendoza. Mendoza will try a long three out front. It's off the back of the rim as the shot clock expires. And the rebound deflected by two Blue Devils. Far side to Fleming. Fleming on the far side against Roberson. Off to Lopez, between the rings to Valencia. Valencia on the far side to Fleming. Fleming, long three from the far side. That's well short, and the rebound comes off to Bingham. Bingham into the front court, going to take it coast to coast. No, far side it goes to Dumpster for a three that is no good. And the rebound deflected once, twice, taken by Bingham. Bingham will put it back in the lane, no good, but he is fouled on the play. Bingham in the low block is fouled by Fleming. That is three on Fleming of Pasco. That's the Bulldogs' third here in the quarter. Derek Bingham to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. First one is off the front of the rim. He missed it. Zip Zone Conoco substitutions. Gabe Davenport in for Niall Dumpster for Pasco. Two substitutions, Barassa and Sanchez in to the sideline, Fleming, along with Mendoza. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Derek Bingham is good. He got the second one. And a Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Jacob Griffith in for the Blue Devils for Derek Bingham. Scoreboard update moments ago presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Pasco possesses the basketball. Cole on the dribble far side. Looking to drive on Roberson. Roberson stays with him, and a bodying foul is going to be called on Kalama Roberson. And that is the third on Kalama Roberson. The second in the quarter on the Blue Devils, and a Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Derek Bingham is back for Kalama Roberson. 37-35, the Blue Devils, 2:33 left in the third quarter. Pasco inbounding on the baseline. Comes in near side to Lopez. Lopez off for Sanchez. Up top to Cole. Cole on the dribble. Round a pick. Picked up in a switch by Pemberton. Almost lost the ball. Almost a carry, but not quite. Still possesses the basketball. Goes into the lane. Throws up a short one that is no good. And the rebound knocked out of bounds by the Blue Devils, they say, and the ball back to Pasco. Or stays with Pasco, I should say, and now the official's going to discuss it near side. Oh, a tough break there for the Blue Devils. Pasco inbounding on the near sideline in front of their bench. The ball into Lopez. Lopez spin move on Pemberton, and Pemberton fouls him. Colt Pemberton with the foul. That is his third. And the Blue Devils' third of the quarter. Lopez to the free throw line for two. Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Looking to tie the ball game with 2:09 left in the third. He will not. The first free throw is no good. Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Luke Higgins back for the Blue Devils for Colt Pemberton. Lopez will try another. Looking to bring the Bulldogs to within one. And he does. In a zone press by Pasco. Bingham in the backcourt. Far side to Eggert. Spins away from Valencia and a timeout called. A 30-second timeout called by the Blue Devils with 2:02 left in the third. 37-36 the Blue Devils, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters. 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Why do so many people listen to KGDC and KGDC2? Could it be our market exclusives on the top two names in conservative news? KGDC 92.9 FM has 10 minutes of Fox News each and every hour. And KGDC2 102.3 FM is the exclusive home of townhall.com radio news. Plus, our stations have market exclusives on powerful features such as Breakpoint, Focus on the Family Minute, Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, and more. 92.9 FM and 102.3 FM, the best radio in Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back at the Wahai Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. We're in the final 2 minutes of the third quarter. 37-36 the Blue Devils, and out of the timeout period, Jay Griff strikes from the low block. Jay Griff with his second field goal of the game gives the Blue Devils a 39-36 edge. 1:42 and counting the time remaining to be played in the third quarter. Lopez with a basketball. Blue Devils in a man-to-man. Here is Lopez against Bingham. Pushed off on Bingham. Offensive foul is called on Lopez. He pushed off on Bingham and is called for the player control foul. That is four in the quarter on Pasco. The first on Lopez. Near side, here is Davenport with a basketball. Bounce it far side to Eggert. And a foul is going to be called on Lopez. Lopez reached in as Eggert looked to negotiate by him between the rings. And that is five in the quarter on Pasco. The Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Smith is back for Pasco, replacing Lopez. Micah Eggert to the free throw line. For Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws with 1:23 left in the third quarter. First attempt by Micah is there. 40-36, the Blue Devils. We're in the third quarter. A minute and 23 seconds left. Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Pitzer back in the game. He replaces Barassa. The second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Eggert is up, and it is good. Micah Eggert with two free throws. Six in the game. 41-36, the Blue Devils pass near side deflected by Higgins, but taken by Cole. Cole against Davenport. Goes into the lane all the way. Lays it up and in. Good strength shown on the part of Cole, and it's 41-38. The Blue Devils were in the final minute of the third quarter. Here's Eggert near the midcourt line. Far side to Bingham. Far corner to Davenport. Bounce it in for Jay Griff. Jay Griff muscles it up and in over Sanchez. 43-38, the Blue Devils, 39 seconds and counting left in the third quarter. Here is Sanchez with a bounce pass in the lane for Valencia, and he's knocked to the deck and fouled by Higgins. A nice entry pass. Luke Higgins with the foul. His first, fourth team. But it was in the act of shooting, so Valencia will shoot two. Presented by Walla Walla Daily Grind, the first. Doink! Off the back of the rim, no good. He missed it. Pasco is 2 for 5 from the free throw line in the ball game. Second attempt up and good for Valencia. Three in the quarter, five in the game, and it's 43-39, the Blue Devils. Middle of the floor, Jay Griff, far side to Eggert. Little or no differential whatsoever, between shot clock and game clock. Eggert on the dribble. Bounce it near side to Davenport. Pasco in his own defense. High post, Bingham, near side Davenport, a three on the way by Gabe's going to be short. He deflects the rebound near side. Jay Griff, far side. Here is Higgins for three. It's off the back of the rim. No good. High rebound going to be taken by Pasco. That brings the third quarter of play to an end. And after three, Wahai 43, Pasco 39. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on AlaskaAir.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Highly contagious respiratory diseases are easily transmitted from cat to cat through direct contact, through the air by sneezing or coughing, or by contact with humans if they've been close to infected cats. Infected cats can seem to have a cold or fever and may develop pneumonia. The best protection for your cat is a regular examination and a comprehensive vaccination program provided by your local veterinarian. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
The fourth quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey and Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Welcome back to the Wahai Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. Blue Devils open the fourth quarter, leading Pasco 43-39. Pasco with the first possession, and the ball fumbled out of bounds. A nice pass to Mendoza, but Mendoza could not handle the pass from the high post, and the ball back to the Blue Devils. Nile Dumpster, zip zone Conoco substitution during the quarter break for the Blue Devils. Here is Kalama Roberson near corner. Here is a three put up and missed by Dumpster. Got his own rebound, dribbles out front. Pasco in a zone, a 1-2-2, perhaps a 3-2 zone defense. Between the rings, it is Roberson. It is a 1-2-2. Near side, it is Dumpster. Between the rings to Jay Griff. Near side, Dumpster. Dumpster. Up top, here is Davenport. A long three straight away, and he knocked it down! Holy Toledo! Davenport from another zip code! 46-39, the Blue Devils, 7 minutes and counting left in the fourth quarter. Fleming with a basketball, bounces it near side, Mendoza for two, and it's good, in deep on the left-hand side. Mendoza with the deuce. 46-41, the Blue Devils. Here is Roberson driving near side. He has muscled inside, puts it up anyway, and scores! Roberson over Cole in deep on the right. 48-41, the Blue Devils, 6.5 minutes and counting left in the fourth quarter. Fleming bounces it on the near side of Mendoza. Baseline jumper over Jay Griff, hits the side of the backboard. And the rebound off to Kalama Roberson. Roberson slowly into the front court. He is picked up by Cole. Hands it off to Gabe Davenport. Davenport, spin move at the free throw line, far side to Higgins. Luke Higgins into the lane. Luke Higgins puts it up and missed it. A heartbreak. Rebound comes off to Jay Griff. He's double and triple team. Gets it up top to Higgins, far side to Davenport, up top to Higgins. Near side, Dumpster, three on the way by Nile. Yes, sir! Timeout, Pasco! 5:56 remaining in the fourth. The Blue Devils by 10, 51-41, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The Blue Devils with two Bruce Reed threes here in the fourth quarter. That means $20 more for Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. Back into play. A foul is going to be called on Kalama Roberson as Fleming drove down the middle of the lane. looking to lay the ball up and in, and he is fouled by Kalama Roberson. And that is four personal fouls on Kalama. And Fleming to the stripe for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first around and in. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Eggert re-enters for the Blue Devils for Roberson. Barassa in for Pasco. He replaces Smith with 5:40 left in the fourth quarter. 51-42, the Blue Devils. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is drained by Fleming. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Oh, they waved it off. Did they wave it off for a lane violation? I believe they did. Now the official's going to have a discussion. Jim Sanders, David Thompson talking things over in the middle of the floor. So after further review, I believe the call will stand. That free throw will not count. Statistically, a turnover for Pasco. No free throw attempt. It's 51-42, the Blue Devils. Eggert with a basketball. To Jagriff, hands it off to Eggert. Eggert, near side, on the dribble. Off to Gabe Davenport. Pass inside, knocked away by Pasco and out of bounds. He was looking for Jagriff down in the low block. The Blue Devils will retain with 16 on the shot clock. 5:25 left in the fourth. Blue Devils 51, Pasco 42. Micah Eggert counts it inside for Higgins. Higgins inside, land, put up, and goodbye, Jagriff! Lost it for a moment, recovered it, and then hit Jagriff in the low post for two. And Fleming nearly stripped on the near side, got it back, gets it up top to Mendoza. Far side to Fleming, 53-42, the Blue Devils, 5:02 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Near side of the basketball, Barassa goes into the lane. Now it is up top to Mendoza and a foul. A reach-in foul is going to be called on the Blue Devils. It is called on Jacob Griffith. Zip zone Conoco substitution, Smith in for Pasco for Mendoza. Pasco to inbound on the near sideline. Front court presented by Washington Trust Bank. The ball into Fleming. Fleming against Micah Eggert. Picked up in a switch by Davenport after a pick. Far side it goes to Valencia to the top of the key. Bounces it to Pitzer. Pitzer on top to Valencia. Valencia to the far side. Up top for Pitzer. Pitzer drives. Throws one up wildly off the glass. No good. And a foul is going to be called on Luke Higgins. And that's too bad because Pitzer was out of control. No chance on that one whatsoever, and Pitzer bailed out. The foul called on Higgins is his second. Blue Devils' third of the quarter. Free throw. In and out. Missed it. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Derek Bingham re-enters for Gabe Davenport. Another case where a Blue Devil youngster gives the team quality minutes. Gabe did that. Yes, indeed he did. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw for Pitzer. It is up and it is good. 53-43, the Blue Devils. 4.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Eggert off the dumpster near the midcourt line. Gets away from Valencia for a moment. Up top to Jagriff. Top of the key. Couple of dribbles near side. Hands it off Dumpster. Three near side. It's going to be off the mark. Off the front of the rim. The rebound off to Fleming. Fleming into the front court for Pasco. Against Micah Eggert. He'll drive near side. Now bring it back out on the dribble. 4:05 and counting left in the fourth quarter. 53-43 the Blue Devils. That is your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Far side, here's Valencia for three. Nothing but glass. Rebound off to Eggert. Eggert down the near side. He'll blow by Fleming, and he is fouled by Fleming. Fouled from behind by Fleming. That is his fourth personal foul. Micah Eggert to the free throw line for two. Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. With 3:52 to go. Here is the first. Round it in for Micah Eggert. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Colt Pemberton checks in for Luke Higgins. And Cole is back for Pasco. He is in for Pitzer. Scoreboard update a moment ago presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you are going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. The second free throw by Eggert is missed. It corkscrewed out. 54-43, the Blue Devils, 3:40 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Here is Valencia, near side to Cole. Cole drive near side. He'll throw one up and miss it. Too hard off the glass. The rebound to Pemberton, and now to Micah Eggert. Eggert front court on the dribble against Fleming. Bounce it high post to Bingham. Bingham into the lane. Gets around Cole. Cannot score. Rebound off to Smith. Now to Fleming. 3:15 and counting left in the fourth. Here is Valencia. Spin move far side. Shot over Jay Griff. Good defense by Jay Griff. And he saves the ball inbounds to Dumpster. A nice hustle play by number five. Here is Dumpster with the basketball. And he is bumped and fouled near side by Barassa. Barassa with a foul, his first. Blue Devils to inbound. On the sideline, near side, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Eggert gets away from Fleming. Near side, Dumpster open for three. Yes, sir! Bruce Reed, three. $10 more for Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. Fleming looking to respond, misses a jumper. Rebound inside by Smith. His shot rejected, but he gets it back and scores. And a timeout called by the Blue Devils with 2:40 left in the fourth. Wahai 57, Pasco 45. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Wahai 57, Pasco 45. We're in the latter stages of the fourth quarter of this Mid-Columbia Conference boys basketball game. Welcome back to the Wahai Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. Look across the way. Nice to see former Wahai star Ken Higgins in attendance along with his parents. And they must be very happy the effort that Luke Higgins has put forth in this contest. 3 points in the game, but many other hustle plays as well as Bingham. Baseball's it in the front court for Pemberton. Pemberton cannot handle the pass. The Blue Devils get careless and turn the basketball over. Ball into Fleming. 57-45, the Blue Devils coming up on 2.5 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. Fleming near side against Eggert. Now to Valencia. Up top, here's a long three by Cole. It's off the back of the rim, no good. And the rebound taken by Eggert. Eggert will burn into the front court. Going to take it coast to coast and score! 59-45, the Blue Devils. 2:11 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Pasco in possession. Barassa on the far side. Gets it up top to Cole. Cole will drive on Bingham. Backs him in. Throws it up off the glass and good. Full court pressure by Pasco, 59-47. The Blue Devils were inside of 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Micah Eggert with a basketball. Guarded by Fleming. High post to Pemberton. Near side, here is Dumpster on the wing. Nice pick by Pemberton. Runner in the lane off the back of the rim, and the rebound is taken by Pasco, taken by Barassa. 1:35 and counting left in the fourth. 59-47, the Blue Devils. Here is Fleming around a pick. Picked up in a switch by Pemberton. He'll go by Pemberton. Nearly lost the ball. They're going to call a foul on the Blue Devils. Going to call it on Colt Pemberton. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Pitzer is back for Pasco. He replaces Barassa. And Roberson in for the Blue Devils for Niall Dumpster. 1:25 left in the fourth. 59-47, the Blue Devils. Pass go to inbound on the baseline. It's looped to the near side to Cole. Cole with a spin move in the lane. Throws the arm out. No foul called. Missed the shot. Rebound off to Pemberton. Now it is Eggert. Eggert will drive into the lane. Left-handed lay-in, no good, but he is fouled with 1:10 remaining. And that foul is called on Smith. His first. That is 8 fouls in the second half on Pasco. Micah Eggert shooting 2. The first is good. The Blue Devils by a baker's dozen, 60-47 with 1:10 left in the fourth quarter. The second Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt for Micah is also good. 61-47, the Blue Devils. Driving near side, Fleming goes all the way, throws it up wildly, no good. They're going to call a foul on Roberson. And for Kalama Roberson, that is personal foul number 5. And re-entering the game for the Blue Devils, Gabe Davenport and Fleming to the stripe for 2. Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. With 1:03 remaining. First free throw. Missed it. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Higgins and Allen in for the Blue Devils. To the sideline, Jacob Griffith, Colt Pemberton. Also checking in for the Blue Devils, Lincoln Heinrich. He replaces Micah Eggert. The fans behind me give those young men a well-deserved round of applause. Next free throw by Fleming is off the front of the rim. Rebound deflected, taken by Cole of Pasco. Near side, Valencia. Valencia, far side to Fleming. Fleming against Bingham. Jumper far side, short. Rebound off to Derek Bingham. Bingham going to take it all the way. Bingham throws it up off the glass and good, and he is fouled. Bada bing, bada boom. And a foul called on Pitzer. That's the third on Pitzer. Derek Bingham to shoot 1. Looking for his 18th point. And it's realized. And he will check out of the ball game. He'll be replaced by Bryson Smith. A nice effort by Derek Bingham. He had 14 first half points in this contest. The Blue Devils up 64-47. But don't let the score fool you. This was a struggle for the Blue Devils. A shot missed by Pasco. And a follow by Smith is up and good. The shot clock is off. I'm thinking the Blue Devils will just run out the clock. Heinrich near side. But be strong with the ball, boys. Smith far side to Davenport. On the wing to Heinrich. Down to 10 seconds left. Down to 8. Down to 7. Heinrich still on the dribble. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. 1 second. And the ball game is over. The final score, the Wahigh Blue Devils, 64. The Pasco Bulldogs, 49. The Blue Devils snap a 5-game league losing streak. And the rest of the weekend looking very sunny indeed for Blue Devil Nation. Blue Devils 64, Pasco 49. We'll be back with our Chevelle Construction post-game show after a 3-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta is your go-to spot for mouth-watering, thin-crust pizzas, delectable pastas, hearty sandwiches, fresh salads, and ice-cold beer, all prepared with love and served with a smile. We at Pappy's pride ourselves in offering delicious meals that bring families together at prices that won't break the bank. Our inviting atmosphere is perfect for a casual lunch or a cozy dinner, and with the best patio in town, dining al fresco has never been better. Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, 2555 East Isaacs, Walla Walla. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call Dee Dee Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back once again at the Wahai Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tolman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil boys have just defeated the Pasco Bulldogs by a score of 64-49, and we now welcome you to our post-game show presented by our good friend and Big Blue booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. We're going to have a couple of guests for you. In fact, right on cue, when I say that, they show up. How cool is that? We've got Derek Bingham and Niall Dumpser here courtside at the Wahai Gym after this victory over Pasco, 64-49. And Derek, let me start with you first of all. Got the Blue Devils off very nicely indeed in the first half. The Blue Devils up 6 at halftime, and you had a big part in that with 14 points. Were you feeling it in the first half?
I just felt like I could get to the cup when I wanted to, so I just attacked and got to my spots that I like.
Your cup runneth over in the first half, you might say. But this Pasco basketball team is much improved. There is no question about it. And what was it about the Blue Devils' effort tonight that you were able to get a victory against, notwithstanding their record, a much improved Pasco basketball team?
I think every victory that we come across is won by our defense. We hold their players to minimal points, and our defense turns into offense, and we get good shots out of it.
Well, fantastic. Certainly a much-needed win. This is the Blue Devils' first Mid-Columbia Conference victory since December 19th, and it was a much-needed win against this much-improved Pasco basketball team. And one would like to think it will give you some momentum going into the second round of Mid-Columbia Conference play.
Yes, sir.
Well, we're hoping for that, and I'm thinking that, if we can have some more first halves when you have 14 points, you wind up with 18 points in the contest, including a nice three-point play in the fourth quarter that
helped to put a little more frosting on the cake. That was very, very nice indeed. So as far as your teammates, it's nice to have teammates that can feed you the rock, and then you know, then you're able to do your thing. So talk about the importance of having those teammates that can feed you the ball.
I love every single one of my teammates. They all believe in me to get to the cup, and they all believe in me once I get there if I don't have a shot to kick it out. Niall over here, he had a couple of good threes for us. Gabe had a couple of good threes, and I'm always looking for Micah. So,
why do I think we should get a sponsor based on your responses? A cup sponsor. That is your Derek Bingham Cup of the Game or something along those lines. The Derek Bingham Drive to the Cup, you might say. Well, something that I might have to look at in the near future, perhaps the not-too-distant future. Now, a big, big challenge coming up next Friday, another home contest. Blue Devils will be opening the second round of Mid-Columbia Conference play against a very, very good Chiawana basketball team, and that is going to be a tough task based on what they did in the opening round of Mid-Columbia Conference play. So what are the Blue Devils going to have to work on in practice this week to get ready for an outstanding Chiawana basketball team?
We just got to stay mentally strong and pride ourselves in our defense. We got to work on it every day, work on taking care of the ball. It's going to be a good game, and we just got to knock down shots when it comes to it.
Derek, we appreciate the time very, very much. Congratulations to you and your teammates and the coaching staff for getting this win. A nice way to conclude this weekend, and certainly the sun is going to be shining in Blue Devil Nation after this win. Thank you very, very much. Congratulations.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Derek Bingham joining us for our Chevelle Construction post-game show, and now we are joined by Niall Dumpser. And Niall, you had a role in this contest. You reached double figures with 10 points, hit a couple of big threes in the fourth quarter. Talk about those makes, if you would.
Yeah, 100%. So,
was it on?
All right. So, you know, they go into a zone at the start of the second half. They try to throw something new at us, and we talked about all week in our scout that if we saw a zone, I'd have this little role of running baseline to baseline, and when I got my chance, I'd knock my shot down. And sure enough, they, you know, they play out high on those guards, and I hit two threes, I think, in more of crunch time. You know, obviously, I'd love some of the ones back that I missed, but the two that I hit were probably in the biggest moments, and I'm excited that I was able to do that.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, people are going to look at the final score of this game and think, yeah, a waltz in the park for the Blue Devils. But no, it was not the case at all. This Pasco team, you know, forget about the record. This team is much improved, and I think that's a point of emphasis that Coach Hessler made, that this team is better than their record, and they have had some content. You know, they're coming off a win last night. I believe it was a come-from-behind effort against Hanford, so you knew that it was going to be a tough challenge. They were coming in here with a little more bounce in their steps. So what was the approach coming into this game?
Well, I think it's awesome that they got a new high school in Pasco and were able to almost improve their basketball program while still losing. It's really impressive. You notice the difference in years past. You go to Pasco or play against them, and it's kind of been a walk in the park, like you've been saying. But this time, for sure, they made a contest out there. I think when we came into this, we knew the importance of this game because of the way the league stands. The other 3A teams, we needed a win on the last day. But we approached it really no differently than every other game. Our prep stays the same. Playing Richland yesterday really helped, kind of, you know, seeing a really tough opponent before a different one. It's kind of awesome, but yeah.
Don't mean to take the microphone away from you, but for some reason it was shorting in and out while you were making your remarks. But this upcoming contest next Friday is going to be a very, very tough game against Chiawana, a team that the Blue Devils were defeated by in the middle of December. So what is it going to take for the Blue Devils to pull off a Herculean task against one of the top teams in the MCC?
Well, the nice thing about trying to upset this team, at least, is that we've seen them before, and I think we know their tendencies. We stuck with them for the first quarter, which we've done with a lot of teams this year. But they have incredible shooting, so obviously having a cold night from three or cold night them shooting, but that falls just as much on us playing defense as well as we can. And we got to get to the cup and kick out. Derek talked about it. We're at our best when we're playing for each other, when we're looking for each other's shots, and when we're playing as one, five people playing as one.
Well, Niall, we appreciate the time very, very much. Congratulations to you and your teammates and the coaching staff for getting a nice win and the first Mid-Columbia Conference win for the Blue Devils since December 19th. But, boy, does it feel awfully, awfully good to get back in the winner's circle. And part of the reason was your effort tonight. Again, our heartiest congratulations.
Thank you so much, Roy.
Niall Dumpser joining us for our Cheville Construction post-game show after the Wahai Blue Devils defeat the Pasco Bulldogs by a final score of 64-49. We're going to be joined by Wahai head coach Spencer Hessler in just a few moments. But first, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we'll be right back to the Wahai gym. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
That was your first league game, right?
And back once again at the Wahai Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside, continuing our Cheville Construction post-game show with Wahai boys basketball coach Spencer Hessler after a 64-49 victory over Pasco. And coach, such a great feeling, a great, great feeling to be back in the winner's circle, the first Blue Devil victory in the Mid-Columbia Conference since December the 19th. A much-needed win, and the Blue Devils were able to deliver.
Yeah, that was a must-win for us, but we knew that was an important one. These are the ones we have to get, especially at home, to keep us in a good spot in our standing. So that was a big one. I'm proud of the effort in the second half. I thought our guys, first half defensively, we had some mistakes in there, but I thought the second half we fought back, we corrected some things, and the effort was great as always.
And it was quite an entertaining game from a fan standpoint, I think. It was 16-16 after the first quarter.
I wasn't happy about that. I was hoping to have a little better lead going
fans,
into that.
Fans, yes. Coaches,
fan,
no.
Coaches, I was seeing our mistakes. But, again, they've been playing everybody tough. They were down. They were tied, actually, with Chihuahua with 3 minutes left last week. They beat Hanford last night, so I knew they had score, and I knew they were going to be a lot better than they have been in the past. I prepped their guys for that, and I thought we responded well.
Indeed they did, and as we look at the Blue Devils scoring in this ball game, you got to love the balance. 4, 5, 6, 7, looks like 8 players were in the scoring column in tonight's contest, and that a tribute to all of the guys who came in, and contributions from many, many players here tonight.
Roy, I'm going to correct you. I think we had 9 guys score sheet. So, we're a team that needs everyone to chip in. We don't have a Truman Bullington download giving us 25 a night. We don't have that, and we're okay not having that. Because I like the guys we have. I like the balance we have. So everybody needs to chip in, and a lot of guys played tonight, which I think was good for our confidence, good for our program, and I'm proud of the effort from all of them.
And boy, a big, big test coming up next Friday here in the Wahai Gym. The Blue Devils opening the second round of Mid-Columbia Conference play against the Riverhawks of Chiawana.
Yeah, that's a huge one for us. We learned a lot our first time on the road. That was a really tough place for us to play the first time. We didn't handle pressure very well that game. But I think we're starting to play a little better basketball. We're trending in the right direction. I'm excited to get a chance to play them here, correct some of our mistakes, and see how it looks out.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time very, very much. Congratulations to you, your coaching staff, and the young men for getting the job done. A 64-49 victory over Pasco, and we look forward to speaking with you next week.
Appreciate it, Roy. Thank you.
Thank you. Wahai Boys basketball coach Spencer Hessler joining us after this 64-49 victory over the Pasco Bulldogs. And we're going to take one more commercial break and be back to the Wahai Gym to wrap up our Chevelle Construction post-game show. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street, at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only independent train dealer. It's hard to stop a train because train HVAC systems are built to last. Train's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of train equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several best of the best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back one final time at the Wahai Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wahai Blue Devils victorious over Pasco, a final score of 64-49. Now I'm going to present you with some final statistics on this Saturday night. They are presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. The final scoring in the game for the victorious Wahai Blue Devils: Kalama Roberson, 4. Micah Eckert, 11. Derek Bingham, 18. Gabe Davenport with 3. Jacob Griffith with 8. 3 for Luke Higgins. 3 for Nate Allen. 4 for Colt Pemberton. And Niall Dumpser checked in with 10 points in this contest, including a half dozen in the fourth quarter of this contest. And we're just double-checking, just crunching our numbers a little bit, just to see how we're squared away here. The Blue Devils, it appears, had 24 field goals in the game, 5 Bruce Reed threes. That means $50 more for Big Blue Boosters, compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. The Blue Devils were 11 of 13 from the free throw line, and the Blue Devils were called for 14 personal fouls. For Pasco, Valencia with 5, Lopez 1, Fleming 10, Cole 8, Barraza, 3. A dozen for Mendoza, 3 for Pitzer, and 7 for Smith. Pasco with 19 field goals in the game, 6 from three-point territory. Pasco just 46% from the free throw line, 5 of 11, and Pasco was called for 15. Personal fouls. Our final statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. Now the recognition of our Eric Kimball, CPA Player of the Game. We did speak to Derek Bingham and Niall Dumpser on our Chevelle Construction post-game show. Also got to give some love to Micah Eckert. He had 7 of his 11 points in the second half of this ball game, and certainly some other Blue Devils gave the team some quality minutes. Cases in point, Luke Higgins hit a big 3 in the second quarter, also had some hustle plays, as did Nate Allen, who also stroked a Bruce Reed 3 in the second quarter for the Blue Devils in this contest. And Gabe Davenport had a big 3 in the fourth quarter as Wahai pulled away from Pasco. Wahai outscoring Pasco in the fourth quarter 21-10, and the Blue Devils win going away by a final score of 64-49. For the efforts of numerous Blue Devils, well, we're going to recognize the double-figure scorers, Derek Bingham, Micah Eggert, and Niall Dumpser as our Eric Kimball CPA co-players of the game. And also some love to those others as well who did a nice job. Kalama Roberson did a fine job defensively. Fleming scored 10 points in the game, but he had only 4 after the first quarter of this contest. So congratulations to those recognized as our Eric Kimball CPA co-players of the game. And also congratulations to Coach Hessler, his coaching staff, and the Wahai Blue Devils for winning this contest tonight over Pasco. Now that's going to do it from the Wahai Gym. That's going to do it for our post-game show tonight. It was presented by our good friend and Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. Next Friday, the Wahai Blue Devils will be taking on the Chiawana Riverhawks. The Wahai girls will host Chiawana at 5:45 next Friday night. That'll be followed by a boys matchup between Wahai and Chiawana at 7:30. We plan to take the air next Friday night at 5:15 right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. Now some thank yous to go out as we sign off this evening on this Saturday night. As we sign off on this weekend, that will be a much brighter one for Blue Devil Nation after the Wahai boys and girls both prevailed over Pasco here in the Wahai Gym. First, we want to thank all of the great people in Walla Walla School District 140 for their support of our broadcast, including Superintendent Dr. Ben Guyan, Principal John Schumacher, and Athletic Director Chris Ferenz. Also want to thank our in-studio engineer, Juliana Brower, the former Juliana Fazzari, for a fine job at the controls on this doubleheader Saturday. We also want to thank all of the great sponsors who helped make these broadcasts possible. And, of course, we want to thank each and every one of you in Blue Devil Nation for tuning in to our Blue Devil basketball coverage on this Saturday. I'm Roy Elia reporting from the Wahai Gym, telling you one final time the Wahai boys and girls victorious in Mid-Columbia Conference basketball action here in the Wahai Gym. The Wahai girls earlier this evening defeating Pasco by a score of 59-31. The Wahai boys prevail over Pasco, a final score of 64-49. It is now time for the baby boy of the late Elvita Elia, 1943 graduate of Walla Walla High School, to return you to the studios of your home for Blue Devil Radio, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC. And from a now empty Wahai Gym, Roy Elia, wishing each and every one of you in Blue Devil Nation, in the words of my former broadcast partner, the late Bud Bowman, a very pleasant good evening.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of Wahai Blue Devils basketball on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 on your FM dial. Join us again next time for Blue Devils Radio, right here on Walla Walla's KGDC.